today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you all very much for choosing IRIB to listen to. This is today's special. Ladies and gentlemen, dear followers of IRIB English Radio, today is Wednesday, the 8th of Shawwal, 1440 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Khordad, 1398 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of June, 2019. Of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We would like to invite you to listen together with us to the recitation of verse number 25 of chapter Al-Anfal.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Wattaqu fitnatan la tusibanna alladhina zalamu.
And fear a trial which will not strike those who have wronged among you exclusively, and know that Allah is severe in penalty.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Mischief and indecency destroys the entity of a system, and its damage reaches everyone. One of the examples of this meaning was the mischief of the rulers of the Umayyads. They put aside the mastership of the leader of the truth, and consequently, they set the Muslims into abasement for centuries. When this verse was revealed, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever transgresses in Ali's vicegerency after my death, it is as if he has denied my messengership and the prophethood of the prophets before him." Thus, the members of a society, beside their own duties, should feel responsibility for the deeds of others, since the reflections of everyone's evil actions may afflict the surrounding people as well. It is similar to the person who is inside a ship and makes a hole in it. By his action, he causes that all the people in the ship will be drowned.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Once again, my dear friends, we are going to talk about what happens after Ramadan. We are obliged, after having faith in Allah, to be steadfast in obeying Allah by performing the obligatory acts and avoiding the prohibited ones. This is achieved by following the straight path, which is Islam. If a Muslim lives through Ramadan and spends his days in fasting and his nights in prayer, and he accustoms himself to doing acts of good, then he must continue to remain upon this obedience to Allah at all times. In fact, steadfastness after Ramadan is the greatest sign that one has gained benefit from the month of Ramadan. These are the real signs of a successful Ramadan. Furthermore, the deeds of a Muslim do not come to an end with the end of Ramadan. Rather, they continue and extend throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In these episodes, we are going to be concerned with how to preserve the spiritual gainings of the month Ramadan. According to religious recommendations, having a meal, a simple meal, before dawn in the month Ramadan, which in Muslim lands is known as Sahur or Sahari, this is a step toward spiritual perfection of people. Because at that time, especially at dawn, and more specifically at the prime time of performing the morning salat, the whole situation is ripe and ready for receiving more divine graces through performing salat or through reading out some supplications or offering some prayers or reciting the Holy Quran. Now we find that throughout the rest of the year, I mean, apart from the month Ramadan, if a pious Muslim makes it his or her usual practice to wake up before sunrise in order to perform salat, and preferably at the prime time of performing salat at midnight or just before dawn, these practices usually added to the spiritual strength of people. This is one point. Another point is that when a person attends congregational prayers in the month, especially in the month of Ramadan in local mosques, this person, I mean, this pious person feels to be elated and to have had a very spiritual gaining in this regard. Because of this, we find that it's highly recommended to pious people to go to mosques for performing prayers, for performing morning prayers, and for reciting the Holy Quran as much as possible. Because in the month of Ramadan, it's one of the preferred rituals of the month of Ramadan to recite the Holy Quran. In the rest of the year, it's highly recommended to do this.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever.
Think about that for a moment. Almost half of what you do every day is habitual. This means that you have immense potential to alter negative habits into productive and beneficial ones during Ramadan. 30 days is enough time to solidify a new habit and keep it after Ramadan. One single change held onto consistently can have a large impact. Persistence, being steadfast, and having patience are themes commonly seen in the Quran. Consequently, it is what will cause us long-term changes and improvements. It is not enough to go after a goal for 2 days. You must remain steadfast with your positive changes all as best as you can for them to truly become habits and to stay with you. So remember to be conscious and patient.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Some parts of Dua Makarim al-Akhlaq. This dua has been taught by our fourth imam, peace be upon him, and is a clear indication of the loftiness of moral virtues expected of a believer. Islam believes in the elevation of the human being, that a human is a great and dignified creation, far above the animal world. One of the signs of this dignity is the possession of noble and magnanimous qualities.
Oh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله، واجعل لي يدا على من ظلمني، ولسانا على من خاصمني، وظفرا بمن عاندني، وهب لي مكرا على من كايدني، وقدرة على من اضطهدني، وتكذيبا لمن قصبني، وسلامة ممن توعدني، ووفقني لطاعة من سددني، ومتابعة من أرشدني.
Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and his family. Give me a hand, power, over the one who wrongs me, a tongue over the one who disputes with me, and a victory over the one who stubbornly resists me. Grant me craftiness against one who deceives me, power over one who oppresses me, refutation of the one who accuses me falsely, and safety from the one who threatens me. Give me the success to obey the one who directs me to what is proper, and follow one who guides me to what is right.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir.
Any who have witnessed this decay of morality in society, no matter where it is in the world, no matter if it is a mere individual or many people, can attest to the truthfulness of this claim that morality must be cultivated in ourselves and in our children to improve the conditions of all of us. Therefore, it is essential that we as Muslims in the East or in the West cultivate correct and authentic refinement of our souls by the adornment of virtues to be able to reach the felicity of God, that is the rida of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, and adornment of virtues to be able to reach that felicity by fulfilling this great task as referred to us in this riwayat by the Holy Prophet, which states, I was appointed for the prophethood so that I may accomplish the important task of moral perfection. Makaram akhlaq. This hadith states, makaram akhlaq, honorable moral traits. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, God Almighty appointed prophets with good morals. Therefore, whoever discovers these virtues within himself should be thankful to Allah, should do shukr of Allah for this bounty. And whoever lacks these virtues must pray, cry, shed tears before Allah the Almighty, asking for such a blessing.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, thank you very much for staying with us. We hope that inshallah you follow us in our coming programs. We are broadcasted every day from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special. Until another one, may the peace and blessings of Allah shower upon you all.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.